Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, Is This a Case of Mistaken Identity?
The reading is from the first letter of Peter, chapter 2. Beloved, come to him a living stone, rejected by human beings, but chosen and precious in the sight of God, and like living stones, let yourself be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of God's own, so that you might sing the praises of God who called you out of darkness into his own wonderful light. The word of the Lord. It has become very popular the last few years to have a DNA test sent to a company that sends you a genetic identity. There are pros and cons about this, but I must confess that although I have never done it, I am fascinated by the idea. We all long for a clear identity. Who am I really? We often present a public persona that is hiding our private identity. We are often dreading what might expose us as weak or unlikable. What can I brag about? How can I get someone to like me? The early followers of Jesus were almost always under the thumb of Rome and could not become citizens. They were just above the slave class. So Peter's letter was revolutionary. You, Gentiles as well as Jews, are a chosen race. You are first class, a holy nation because of the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit, God's own people. Now that is ancestral heritage. That is a magnificent identity. And then our calling, our primary vocation, a people singing the praises of God. That is communal liturgy at its best. Sharing our faith with gentleness, underscored with enthusiasm. Presenting peace, not a burdensome or scary message. People of light, not darkness. That is a wonderful and healthy identity, and not earned by our own merits, but by Christ giving us the inherited gift of the presence of the Spirit. Let us all recognize that identity with quiet listening.